For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning, y'all. On an Arizona beautiful Saturday morning. Hardly gets any nicer than this. Absolutely gorgeous out there. So we're here at my house today, broadcasting into your house, for the purpose of answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're contemplating a remodeling project, or a home repair project, or a maintenance project, give us a call. Let us know what it is you're trying to tackle, where you are that you're trying to tackle it, and we'll do anything we can in our building and remodeling experience to help guide you along in that particular project. I almost drove off the road yesterday listening to our flagship station, KTAR, on the news yesterday afternoon, where the R.L. Brown housing reports came out for the state of Arizona, and the average price home for the Phoenix metro area, $340,000.
What?
Wowza.
So what do you do with that, right? I mean, holy cow, man, does that, and with almost a 20% appreciation in the last 14 months.
So if you sell, can't afford to
buy. Be careful.
Yeah, you have to go somewhere else.
Right.
I do not remember who I was having the conversation with, but it was someone who was so desperate to buy, they literally started knocking on doors through a neighborhood until they found someone that said they would sell. They sold the house to this woman, going door to door knocking. They moved in, and within a week, that ex-homeowner was knocking on her door asking her, will you sell me the house back? Because he could not find any place. He couldn't find a place to live.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we're kind of at that pace right now, which you ought to drive up your appreciation for what you have as a homeowner. This is truly a quickly appreciating asset that you're going to want to take good care of. So let's not let one little deferred project lead to a second deferred project that leads to a third deferred project. If your home is appreciating at double-digit rate, let's all come together and agree, let's take care of it, because that is a truly valuable asset as you continue down the road of life. And so that report, like I say, almost had me drive off the road yesterday. I was blown away. But one of the topics we wanted to talk about that we have published in our weekly newsletter this week is some of the things Jennifer and I and Romy all found at the Kitchen and Bath International show that was on the topic of sustainability. And boy, when you touch on that topic, you start thinking about saving electricity and saving water. But I mean, it's so much bigger than that. True sustainable focus is going to focus on what building materials you're using, and even to the point of how local is that material? How much energy was required to get that building product to your building site? And you had a perfect example of this home in Casa Grande.
Oh, this was something that was in the Dispatch last week, and it was designed by an architect, Michael Sullivan. It's one of five known remaining stone buildings that he designed. And the masons that built this, one of these structures, it was for a women's club. And the women in the 1912, 1915, you know, the early 1920s, they were actually walking to the riverbed and hand-carrying the stones back to the masons who were setting these stones in real time, building the women's club. And that one is still active today. But Sullivan was a Canadian that was born in 1854 and arrived in Casa Grande around 1916. And he's actually, you can see one of his buildings today. He designed the Matthew Juan Monument in Veterans Park that's in Zacatan. And he was the first Arizona that died in World War One. So they've got a memorial for him. And Sullivan was the designer of that monument.
Well, that's
kind of a neat story.
That's a perfect example of sustainable building. Yeah, and you can't. It's
using
it's
local resources now, that are now still standing 100 plus years later.
Now, it's against the law today. You can't go down to the river bottom and harvest rocks to build your house with, but that is sustainable building.
We kind of have a similar situation in our own home. A gentleman built our home and our neighbors back in the, what do you think, 60s?
Yeah.
And the fireplaces are all done with beautiful rock that I'm sure was just harvested from around the area.
Well, it was out in the middle of nowhere at the time.
Yeah.
I've been told, and I think it's pretty true if you look close enough, all of those stones came from Squaw Peak when they carved the 51 through. If you look at the stone on that fireplace and you go look at the stone patterns on that pass between 32nd Street and Northern, I think it's true.
Well, that makes it even more special. Just don't tell anybody. They might come take it back. I don't know.
We bought it that way 30 years ago.
Who would have thought road building would be sustainable?
Right.
The landscape suppliers and builders were selling that. Like, that's what they were doing with the dirt and the rock as they mined it for the road to come through. They repurposed it as building products as part of the repurposing of that material.
That's a big part of the big topic of sustainability. How far are you traveling to harvest the material you're using to build the house? And one of the things we have to talk about is, with the average price of a home being as big as it is right now, what are we going to do about affordability? There's a big push right now in the area of sustainability to have people really think through their space requirements and possibly seriously consider downsizing, building smaller, more space efficient. There's nothing more inefficient than a hall. It's dead space. It does nothing. So eliminating halls, gains you some square footage in your home, and then we build it with local materials, and then we build it as efficiently and as airtight as possible, and we shade it as well as possible here on the desert floors of Arizona. And then what we have to do is we have to be careful about what we put inside that house, because there are so many man-made products now that are using, I mean, we all remember the scare with the flooring from China a couple years ago that was off-gassing dangerous gases into a home. And you put that into a well-built home that's sealed up pretty tight, and pretty soon your indoor air quality is worse off than anything you breathe on the outside in air pollution. So you've got to be really careful about that as well. But downsizing, being careful about the material you select, what it can off-gas. We came across a new material in researching today's topic that I had never even heard of. Marmoleum.
One more time?
Marmoleum.
Marmoleum.
It is a flooring type that is more organic than linoleum and actually is supposed to be more durable and last longer and much more sustainable. And I had never even heard of it. That's one of the reasons I love being involved in the program, is it forces you to continue researching what's out there.
How thick of a flooring product is this?
Like it appears
like linoleum?
It appears to be
little
very
flat, vinyl sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your microphone's not on.
There you go.
Okay. Spoke with Mitch Taylor at Bram Flooring, you know, because when you hear VOCs, you can start to get really concerned, and that's volatile organic compounds. But, you know, the floorings that you choose should be Green Guard or Floor Score rated, and you can find out how much is in this product you're buying. So you don't have to buy something that's full of chemicals, and they're rated now so you can tell what's in there.
Pretty valuable considerations to take, particularly if you may be prone to sensitivities in that regard. We've actually been retained on a couple occasions over the last 30 years to put homes up that were completely organic and didn't off-gas anything because of the occupant of the home's sensitivity to those particular gases. And it's like living in a virtually a sterile room if you want it to be. It can be downright cleaned to that degree. So sustainability and how it might impact you leads me to a conversation that almost bordered on being an argument. But I want it. I'll tell you about it when we get back right after this short break. Almost an argument.